FM 90.3 WGTL, that is Danny Gokey, Stand in Faith. The waiting before that, Brad Olson's birthday was today. We celebrated with Mercy Seat. Good morning, it's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well on this Thursday. Listen today as John Stafiri reports live from summer camp at Black Rock Retreat. He'll be talking camp favorites with campers and counselors. You can learn more at the Black Rock blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest from Hope International, our friend Brian Boykin, who's the senior regional representative. Good morning,
good
Brian.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Say hi to my loving wife, Kathy, and my four grandchildren.
Whoa. Yeah. That's awesome. Pretty cool. Tell us about Hope International.
Yes. Hope International is on a mission to stamp out poverty in all its forms. Physical, material, spiritual, mm-hmm. social, personal, and that's our job. But we think that what a family in poverty needs, the two things that they need, are Jesus and a job.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Yeah.
And that can turn somebody's life around, somebody like Marie.
So you always bring us great stories, and you said, I've got a great story about Marie, and I really want to hear it.
Marie was homeless, a homeless widow who went from homeless to hopeful and from failing to flourishing. She was living with her husband. Everything was fine. They had their own home, but he died. Oh. And in that culture, when the husband dies, the property goes back to the husband's family.
Oh, man.
So overnight, she was chased out of her home.
Oh, my.
And was homeless with her five kids, three of them with her. The other two were in school, but then she couldn't afford the fees, so they had to come home. There were five children, and they were homeless.
Wow.
A church offered to let them sleep in their church. And that church, by God's providence, was also starting a savings group. She joined the savings group. She only made 50 cents a day as working in the fields.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she determined she'd save 25 cents a week. And with the way these groups work is they accumulate assets, and then they loan them. Her turn came, and she got a $5 loan. Her life was turned around because of a $5 loan.
Wow.
Man.
She bought some bananas and avocados, started her own little business. She was able then to buy some goats, and then a cow, and then some land. Now she has 15 people working for her. And the beautiful part of the story is
incredible.
Her husband's family fell into hard times. She forgave them and help them out financially.
Wow.
And help them get set up in a savings group.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
And I know many years ago when Jeff came in and was telling us about microloans, that it was new. And of course, now through the years, people are used to it. But how many years has Hope been transforming lives like this?
It's been since 1988, so is that 23 years?
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. If folks want more information on Hope International, they can visit you online.
Yes. HopeInternational.org, and then we're going to talk about our golf tournament. That's /PA Golf.
And you brought us these very,
so cool.
Very cool Hope International hats. Is this what your golfers are going to be wearing?
That's correct.
When's it coming up?
It's September 17th.
Okay. And we'll talk more. We'll get all the details, get you involved in making a difference in lives like the stories that Brian is telling us this morning. Coming up, the digital age. We've got more music for you around the corner, so stick around.